The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, recently, Middle Eastern utility group Utico decided to extend the deadline of its rescue deal for Hyflux. The embattled water treatment firm now has until August 30 to consider the offer. But there's still a lot of questions to be answered. Is there enough clarity on the deal? Will Hyflux's more senior creditors, like the banks it owes money to, approve? And what will happen to the thousands of retail investors who risk losing all of their investments in this firm? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. David Gerald, the president of the Securities Investors Association of Singapore, or SIAS. And in the last couple of weeks, they've been on top of a lot of these developments regarding Hyflux and some of their proposed white knights or suitors. Mr. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are in good health during these times, and welcome back to the show, sir. It's been a while.
Thank you, JP. We are all fine, thank you. Backing the virus. I wish all Singaporeans safe during this very difficult time.
It's been around 2 years, really, since Hyflux's woes emerged and the search for rescue financing began. We've seen investors and white knights come and go. But CS, over these few years, has actually flagged consistently that there's been a lack of clarity regarding some of the rescue deals. Can you elaborate where this is coming from? And is it fair to say that there's a bit of frustration, actually, with regards to how slow things are going?
Over the last 2 years, SIS, together with our advisors through an API PWC, we've organized numerous town halls, small group meetings, webinars, sent dozens of emails, phone calls from different press holders and Hyflux investors, retail investors. At all these meetings, SIAS has provided independent legal advice and financial advice so that small investors are given an accurate picture and can make an informed decision. But, JP, there is a mounting sense of helplessness and frustration, I must say, amongst PMP holders. See, us too, we share the same feelings, having devoted significant time and energy to helping Hyflux investors and stakeholders by seeking answers to many of the issues they have raised. Now, some relevant questions remain unanswered, including whether the Hyflux board will abstain from voting on any scheme, whether the Hyflux board will give up their entitlement under any scheme in favor of the PNP holders. Now, besides Utico, potential investors like Aquamanda and Hyson, they have not put forth any proposal to the PNPs. SIAS has reiterated that any proposal by investors must include a firm offer for PNP and that the PNP's offer terms should be made public as soon as possible for PNP holders to consider. This is where we are seeking clarity, JP.
Why do you think it's taken them so long to provide this sense of clarity that you're talking about? I mean, you've talked about the likes of Aquamanda, Python. They've also been in the mix for the last couple of months. Why do you think they've been so reticent to put forward more details as to what this spells for the PNP holders?
We are telling Utico, we are telling all those who are coming to meet with us that they should be transparent. They should provide all creditors, just not the senior creditors, but the PNPs need to be offered before SIS can really look at the offers seriously.
Let's focus on the Utico offers specifically first, Mr. Gerald, to use an example of where the stakeholders are at loggerheads. Even if the terms are improved, there is news of a working group of banks. They've intimated through their lawyers that they will oppose the current proposal of Utico. How worried are you about this and the possible hindrance it poses towards securing a possible deal? Because for the longest time, we've talked about what the stance of Hyflux's management is, but now it seems that the unsecured working group might also provide some challenges towards any rescue deal being accepted, given the current state.
While Utico has put out its terms earlier, You must also note that it has changed its terms over the last few months. It's been changing the goalposts now and then, right? However, let me highlight several concerns regarding the Utico offer. Now, under the revised Utico offer, it appears first that PNP holders will no longer be given choice to elect between an upfront payment option and a deferred payment option. It appears to us that PNP holders are forced to take an upfront payment option if they are classified as, in other words, small PNP holders. So they should be given a choice which to choose, right? But we are concerned, mainly, as a cutoff mark of $10,000 between small PNP holders and the large PNP holders is arbitrary and maybe prejudicial to the large PNP holders who will be forced to take the shares of Utico and Hyflux without knowing the true value of these shares and without any certainty that the relevant Utico entity would successfully achieve listing status on a recognized stock exchange. We are uncertain about these things. And thirdly, it is also unclear how the PNPs can make an informed decision on the share component of the revised Utico offer, given that there has been an absence of detailed, relevant information, including a formal valuation of the shares of the companies. Given that the revised Utico offer now contemplates a mandatory shares option for large PNP holders, in our view, it is even more critical that the relevant information on valuation be provided and due diligence rights be given to SIS and our advisors. Further, given that SIAS continues not to be given due diligence rights and has not cited Utico and or Utico Singapore's finances, SIAS is unable to comment on whether Utico will be able to pay if large PNP holders exercise the put option which is proposed to be granted to them and the terms of the revised Utico offer. In order for the restructuring to go through the AP, Utico actually needs to have a restructuring proposal that is acceptable to all the creditors and not just the PNPs. There is still time for serious offers to table concrete offers. It's not the end of the matter. It's not JA for sure. In particular, SIAS repeats its call for Ecomanda and Tyson Investments. They've started that they would make stated that they would make an offer to PNP holders. So do so on an urgent basis. Now, time is of the essence.
Time is indeed of the essence. There is also a deadline to decide whether or not Hyflux will be placed under judicial management. I believe it comes fairly soon, actually. Is there a worst-case scenario, then, that Hyflux be placed under judicial management before a deal is reached? And could this also leave the retail investors just completely empty-handed? Is this a risk that folks have to consider, given the possibility of Hyflux being placed under judicial management in the next week or two?
Now, as per the court hearing on 27th of July, UWG's application, the application on behalf of the bank, to be carved out of the moratorium, the court has granted. The UWG will have to file its application for a judicial management. They have to do this by 7th of August. It's further directions on timelines to be given at a pre-trial conference by the court. To be fixed on a date to be confirmed on around, I think it's 12 August 2020. Now, this does not necessarily mean JM is inevitable, as this will only be decided by the court at the relevant hearing date for JM. There is still time for serious offerers. Now, in particular, SIAS would like to repeat its call for Ecomanda and Tyson Investments, who have stated that they would make an offer to the PNB holders, to do so on an urgent basis. Don't waste time. In addition, Hyflux should confirm as soon as possible whether it will be accepting the revised Utico deal and call a scheme meeting in the near future. I repeat, time is of the essence. It is important for Influx and his management to urgently put a deal satisfactory for all his shareholders. So at this crucial juncture, JPCR reiterates its commitment to engage with and work together with Influx and any potential investors with a concrete proposal for the PNC holders.
As we've spoken, I've identified four basic parties or stakeholders here. You've got the senior management of Hyflux. You have the perpetual and preferred retail shareholders. You have this unsecured working group of banks and creditors. And you also have these potential white knights. But as we've seen, all of them seem to be at loggerheads with each other. What do you think needs to give for an actual deal to be pushed forward? And what else can investors actually do at this point? These PNP holders who, frankly, maybe from the outside looking in, might seem to have less leverage than some of these other stakeholders.
JP, we have already stated, as we mentioned in our press release on 19th of July, shares does not look favorably on any of these offers and is unable to support any potential deal which does not contain a concrete proposal due to the PNP holders, which would leave the PNP holders with no recovery. They have to make an offer to the PNPs. So because if the PNP holders are not part of any restructuring deal, then the PNP holders may wish to seek legal advice on whether there are any grounds to commence legal proceedings against Hyflux's officers. That is something that we may have to look at. But as it is, there's nothing really for PNPs yet. I don't know why they are not able to do that. They should be able to, you know, all and sundry deal with all the creditors and make a wholesome offer. If you're serious about taking over Hyflux and running its business, then settle with the creditors. So that's our position. If you don't, if you leave out PNPs, then PNPs, only thing they can do is to depend on their legal rights and see what they are about.
Mr. David Gerald, President of CIAS, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us your thoughts on Hyflux's current dilemma. I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety in these times, and we hope for the best for Hyflux and the many retail investors who might be caught in the middle.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.